Hey, you're listening to Marketing Out Loud, a daily podcast where I share advice, stories, and insights to help you build a thriving consulting or professional services practice. To subscribe to the show, head over to marketingoutloud.fm. So here's a problem that I know the vast majority of consultants are really struggling with. And I know this because I talk to a lot of consultants who say that they want to level up their businesses, that they want to work with better clients, and that they want to charge higher fees, and they want to grow the business, and they want to do higher value work, and they want all of these things. At least they say they want these things. And they know, because they tell me, that doing the things that they've always done is not going to get them the results they've gotten. It's only going to get them, rather, the results they've always gotten. They know this. And they know that if they want their results to change, they're going to have to do things differently. They have to change the way that they do business. But they stop there. They acknowledge that something needs to change, but they don't actually change anything. And then weeks go by and months go by and maybe even years go by, and their consulting business ends up being a fraction of what it could and should be. And they've literally given up hundreds of thousands, if not millions of dollars in lost revenue and missed opportunities, all because they were too afraid to make some very simple changes. Where is all this coming from? Well, I just got an email from a prospect who I talked to last week, and he was considering joining my program, the 90-Day Pipeline, to really beef up his marketing and rework his business development process and come up with a system and a process to bring in more leads consistently. And he emailed me today and he says, I've given it some thought. And while your program sounds amazing, I don't think my business development process is quite there yet. Let's talk again in 6 months. So I'm thinking, okay, well, you know, that's the very thing that we would work on fixing together, right? Your marketing and your business development process. So what's the problem here? Like, what are you waiting to fix so that we can fix that thing? It doesn't make any sense. It's like saying to an accountant, hey, I need some time, 6 months or so, to get my books organized before we can hire you. Or saying to a lawyer, hey, listen, let me negotiate this contract that I need your help with before you look it over, before we talk. It doesn't make any sense. You're staring the solution to your problem, the problem that you've acknowledged that you have, right in the face, and you still can't make a decision. It's insane. It's a disease is what it is. I don't have a name for this disease, but this disease is about as dangerous as anything I've ever seen. And while it might not kill you, it will make the life that you have left pretty damn miserable, because you're gonna end up spending the rest of it wondering what things could have been like if you had the guts to make that decision that you should have made and do what's good for you. And look, I've made my fair share of scary business decisions before. And yes, I understand it is scary. And in many cases, I deferred. I kicked the can forward. I procrastinated. I made up excuses. I said ridiculous things, like the thing that this prospect said to me. And I convinced myself that those things were true. But in every one of those cases, when I finally did pull the trigger, my only regret was not doing it sooner. Now, I'm not saying you should go out and buy every course or buy every program out there, not at all, because you'll go broke pretty quickly. And frankly, most of the stuff out there is not worth buying. But when you are talking to somebody who can legitimately solve your problem and has all the credibility and the proof that you need to be confident that you're going to be in good hands working with them, and you still don't do it, even though deep down you know you should, then I'm really sorry, but you are your own worst enemy. And frankly, nobody can really help you until you learn to make better decisions. So if you're watching this and you're a consultant or a professional service provider or any kind of business owner, really, I want you to start to think about how you make decisions. Are you making smart, rational decisions that are good for you and good for your business? Are you thinking through those decisions? Are you gut checking those decisions? Or Are you completely giving in and just not doing anything because doing something is scary or uncomfortable or because the territory is unknown? And really the first step here is awareness. So at the very least, start paying more attention to how you make decisions. Become aware of the process. Become aware of the steps that you take and the things that come to mind and the things that you end up thinking through to rationalize your decisions one way or another. Become very aware of what that looks like. Because maybe if you become aware of it as a first step, you can actually do something to fix it. But if you're just making decisions and not really thinking about how those decisions are made, then how are you going to improve your decision-making process? You won't have a starting point. You won't have a baseline. And honestly, if you think about what business is ultimately a series of decisions. I mean, life is a series of decisions. And as a business owner, you're making big and small decisions every single day. The better you can get at making better decisions, the more successful you're going to be. Hope that helps. Ciao. Hey, thanks for listening. Do me a favor. If you like what you hear, go on iTunes and leave us a rating and a review because it helps more people discover the show. Thanks so much.